from the top of Morning Thang Mountain. Transmitting across Virginia and around the world. The K92 Morning Thang.
You know, the whole world better watch out today.
Good morning, my neighbors!
We are unstoppable, Antoine, because Monica just gave us new pens.
Yes.
I mean, the world's not going to be able to handle us today.
A new pen feels good.
Ready to write things.
Yeah. It's smooth, right?
Smooth, yes.
Yeah, it feels good when you get a new pen, a good new pen.
I'm trying it. Monica gave us, she's a lover of pens.
She is. Yeah.
So she gave us some pens. Mine's like being weird, though.
Oh, you got
uh-oh.
It?
I think mine's defective.
Uh-oh.
See, when I snap it, it doesn't go down.
Looks like you got stopped. You said nothing's going to stop you today.
I've already been stopped. Look at that.
Wow.
Nothing will stop me today.
Yeah, Antoine's checking his pen.
Except for the thing that was given to me. The one thing. Mine doesn't click back in without me pushing it down.
Let me see that pen, because that, I will take a pen back.
I mean, it's too late. That was a terrible gift.
I know. Look at that.
That's
worse than like when your kids get a gift and they're like, there's no batteries inside.
Yeah.
At least there's a reason why it doesn't work. You just set
right.
That
and
up.
Then you find that's out no when you say, all right, fine, I'll get you some batteries for your toy. What is it? Double A's, triple A's, and it's F's.
Like,
you don't even know which
like
battery.
That.
What is this?
Mm. Wow. Good job, Monica.
Yeah, look, and Antoine said, I don't really use a pen that much, but you know, your pen's working.
My pen does work, though.
Yep.
I mean, I have another pen.
It doesn't even stay out there.
She gave you a broken spring.
You're all right. Well, you.
Well, dang.
Man. Wow.
Thanks for nothing, Monica. And so, you know what?
Hey, Zach, what were you saying?
Well, I would like to let everyone know that I'm going home for the day. That's it. This is the thanks I get for supporting Monica last night. This is exactly what happens, because Monica has got 1 week where she hasn't eaten red meat.
Yep.
Right.
And I could see it in her eyes. I could hear it in her voice when she was trying to convince herself that it's been okay so far.
It's been okay.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. It's been all right.
It's fine. It's fine.
Lots of chicken.
You don't sound excited about it.
Because she's not.
You don't even sound positive about it.
There's a lot of things you can do with chicken.
Like, this is very neutral,
you
Monica.
Marinate
and Monica's chicken. Never neutral. Like, if Monica's neutral, like, she's on, like, her deathbed or something. Is that
gosh.
Where you feel right now?
Well, it is. It's chicken.
Yeah. You're right, Monica. There's a lot of things you can do with chicken. The one thing you can't do is eat it while it's red. Unfortunately for you. Yeah, and I ate a vegan meal last night,
you
people.
Did.
I ate a vegan meal.
For what? For why? For who?
I had a lot of vegetables. I overbuy at the farmer's market. I get all excited and I think, oh yeah, I got to get some lettuce. And then I'm like, but they got like a vegetable I never heard of. I got to try that one. Oh, let me get this. Oh, I got enough time. I can eat all these things. And then I realize I'm running out of time before they all die. So I was trying to throw as many of them into a bowl.
To put everything together.
As I could last night. And it was to show solidarity.
You go, girlfriend.
To Monica Brooks.
Yep. Yep.
That's a great
existence.
Didn't
say, hey, you want a plate?
It was really just a wonderful experience.
Now, I will say, I was thinking about this yesterday because I'm a big burger guy.
Yeah.
I haven't had a burger in probably like 5-6 days.
Since I told you? That's so support.
Since that last burger. No.
Oh.
Actually, I didn't have a burger then because I had pizza. I had a Meat Lover's pizza. So it's been a solid week since I've had a burger.
That's
Aren't
good.
You proud?
I am proud.
I'm having one today now. Just because.
And to be clear, he had beef 6 other times.
Oh, I had steak. I had Philly cheesesteak and everything. I just didn't have a burger.
Yeah, it had some chili and a Meat Lover's pizza.
Hold on, let's not get confused here. I didn't say I was giving up all red meat. I said, and I specified, I haven't had a burger. You're welcome. I'm supporting you.
I'll take it as support. And I just, I'll block out everything else that just happened there. All the other meats, all the steaks and delicious steak sandwiches and all that.
Yeah, no,
so this
so
is the
good.
Thanks I get.
Oh.
I eat a vegan meal and then Monica gives me a vegan pen. Unfulfilling.
You're unsatisfied both times.
Totally unsatisfied. The challenge I get, maybe vegetarians or vegans can weigh in because I am genuinely curious. And again, you want to do that lifestyle, it's great. It's whoever it's for, that's awesome. I never feel... satisfied full.
Yeah, you said that before. Yeah,
that's the challenge. And I did it last night. Like, I ate the meal, and it was pretty good. Like, it was good. It had mushrooms in it, for the meatiness and all that stuff, and protein and vegetables. And I ate it, and I was like, all right, I'm full.
Mm-hmm.
I could eat.
Else. I could eat meat.
Uh-huh.
That's what you-
right, exactly.
A little bit more.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, wait a minute. Is there bologna in the refrigerator? Let me just go take a bite. So how do they feel, like, full satisfied full? Because I
drink
never
water.
Is that what it is?
It is water. Yeah.
Okay.
Because water will give you the feeling of being full. So, yeah.
I drank water.
Mm-hmm. You drink more.
I drink more.
No, I meant there was ice in my old fashioned. Oh. Does that count as water? Suing their only son, their baby boy. Suing. I mean, that's yeah, big talk team. Right there.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
Yeah, an Indian couple, they're suing their son and daughter-in-law for not giving them grandchildren after 6 years of marriage.
So you have not given me a grandchild.
Yes, you've been married for 6 years and there's no grandchildren. I'm suing you.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. Do they feel like that's going to inspire them to have a grandchild?
I don't think so.
And if nothing else, you are impeding their ability to be able to afford said grandchildren if they do have it.
They're saying they spent 50 million Indian rupees. I think that's how you say it, which is about over $600,000.
Okay.
In damages they're seeking because they said they raised their son.
Uh-huh. And yes, that's what parents do.
Yeah, they raised him, educated him, and they made him capable, made him a pilot. They said that was all expensive.
Okay.
So they expect some grandchildren from all this.
Now, normally I would just shout out, it's not like they're legally required to provide grandchildren. There's no contract or anything.
No.
But sometimes in India, the marriages are unusual.
Yes.
Yeah,
so is there a contract, I guess, would be the question. I mean, I don't know. Were there goods and services?
It doesn't sound like so much of a contract as an expectation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going to do all this, and then when you reach a certain point, you're going to do this for us.
And maybe that was the deal. They said, you know, hey, son, we're not going to, you know, force you to marry, you know, so-and-so down the street. You're just going to be able to pick out your bride.
But you have to give us,
us kids. Give us grandchildren.
Our grandchildren. Yeah. That's
and you're
what
the only child.
Yep. You're the only one. Obi-Wan, we need you. Please help us. I feel like I know me. And if there was a situation that I knew I was going to lose this case, so I really did need to buckle down and have grandchildren, I would. And I would not let them see that kid.
Never.
Oh, you never see that kid. Mm-mm.
I'd send pictures. You could see pictures.
Oh, I'd send pictures, but then I would like fuzz out the face.
There'd be an emoji.
No.
There'd be an emoji.
Did you feel pressure as the only child? Did your mom, she put pressure on you?
No.
Your dad?
No.
Have babies?
No, I never felt that. I come from a tiny family is the other thing. I mean, I have one cousin, which is like unheard of.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's
that's shocking to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I have millions, I feel like.
I don't feel what I know of Zach. I just couldn't imagine Zach to feel pressured and then to succumb to said pressure.
I think they knew right away my spite, where if they even dared ask, I'd be like, cool, emoji baby for you.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Never
so
see this kid.
They like, you know what? Let's just let it play out. Let's just wait and wait.
The Indian culture is one a lot of times where there's parents that are just, they have very high expectations.
Yeah.
And sometimes unreasonable ones. I see there's always a contestant on Chopped that is just there trying to impress their parents.
Because yes,
their
parents
wanted them to become a surgeon.
Oh my gosh.
And they decided to become a doctor. And this is the only way that they can validate to their parents that they belong in this industry.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's hard.
Lots of pressure.
Well, this son is pushing back. He goes, I'm not having grandkids until I'm ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or not at all.
Not at all, yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm never ready.
And again, now, actually, really, the greatest part of this story would be if you found out he actually did have kids, but he was keeping it from them. Just the
that
whole
would
time.
Be messed up. Like, that is a story.
No, the kid's four. Just, you've been mean. Yeah.
You got to bring him to court.
Yeah, but in the lawsuit, you got to carry out the family line, you know? You got to carry, you got to have kids.
Do you?
Maybe that's in the contract.
Maybe.
The wedding stuff.
Again, the family line, it could be just, there's a very strong line, demands, all sorts of things.
The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Food. Glorious food. Something Monica can't eat quite as much of anymore. We will have a beef-themed Monica's Over-Under here in just a couple of minutes. What could possibly go wrong if you offer all of New York City free lunch at the same time?
Free lunch.
I mean, what could possibly go
wrong? Free lunch anywhere.
I think all just positive stuff. Nothing possibly could go
wrong. Oh, no. And this is just yet another reason why Grubhub and DoorDash and just how they screw over restaurants. Because really, every restaurant in New York City got screwed by Grubhub.
Oh, no.
Because Grubhub decided that they did a promo in New York yesterday where you could get free lunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I mean, technically, it was $15 off your order, but, you know, they're saying free lunch.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it caused total chaos at like every restaurant because they all got bombarded with orders that they could not keep up with because everybody was just cashing in. It's that one cafe in Brooklyn got 200 orders in 5 minutes.
It's like, thank you for the compliment, but no, I can't do this.
So they can't do it. So then what happens? The customers are mad at the restaurant because they couldn't fulfill the orders when it is in fact Grubhub's fault, who just sits in the back and goes,
we didn't do nothing.
Well, we didn't know it would be like that.
We didn't do anything.
It's tough because, like, that's a really good thing to do, though, right? To give out lunch, especially now in this economy where everybody's struggling to make money, et cetera, et cetera. Like, it's a really good thing to do. Just a logistical nightmare.
But maybe everybody register for free lunch and then you can hand a bunch of them out and then it's a coupon that they can use any day as opposed to a 9-minute window for 5 million people all in New York. Really?
I feel like I'm the person in charge of the Grubhub because this is what I would do. Like, I would get an idea. I would get super excited about it and not think it through at all. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to feed everybody. How am I going to do this?
Start in Montana, North Dakota, somewhere like that.
Yeah, exactly. I know. The Grubhub, the people that said, well, I mean, it exceeded our expectations. We had no idea.
Oh,
yeah.
Had no idea.
You get free lunch to everybody. Everybody on Earth. What do you think is going to happen all at the same time? And one dude called Grubhub customer service. And you know how you call customer service at some places and it'll tell you, hey, you're third in line or you're fourth in line. He was 3,600th in line.
Well, did he wait?
I think he went online and complained. That's probably what it was. There's another one where it'll get you with the delivery services because this mom is just sitting there minding her own business.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, DoorDash shows up at the house because her 2-year-old had ordered 31 cheeseburgers.
Oh, I did hear about that.
He was hungry.
Yep.
He was
31. Hungry. So I didn't know what to do with him. He only ate half of one. So I posted on a community page and asked if anybody wanted some. One girl came by and picked up 6.
You can hear the sadness in her voice. Like, oh.
Yeah, it was a $90 order.
Yeah.
The toddler did throw down a $16 tip. So, you know,
nice.
Like it was generous, which I do believe comes out of your Christmas money. There is no doubt about that. Who in their right mind, one, would offer up cheeseburgers on, you know, Facebook Marketplace? And who in their right mind would show up to get one?
Yeah, I wouldn't show up to get one. I could see me throwing it out there, but I wouldn't be like, oh, let me go by and get this.
Well, people show up because I had, over the weekend, someone had some wrapped brisket sandwiches and said, anybody want some brisket sandwiches?
They had a cheeseburger, though. Now I'm thinking about it.
Oh, wrapped.
They were wrapped.
I thought you said, like, wrapped. All right, it's wrapped.
No.
What's up, everybody?
No, but they made sure to say they were wrapped in aluminum foil, but they were left over from a wedding. And they said, so we got extra brisket sandwiches.
We got the meat. We got the cheese. We got the sandwich.
They said, I'll meet you over here if you want them.
Yeah. I think, Monica, if you said Jared had some wrapped brisket sandwiches from the weekend, like, I would consider it. Like, if I'm driving by, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to swing by and get a couple.
I have all the faith in the world. If I said I have a half-eaten Chipotle burrito and it's wrapped up, he'd be at my house immediately ready for it.
You know, speaking of wrap, we can go right into it because it makes sense. Is there our new Cheez-Its that are sonically aged to hip-hop?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Get the cheese.
I like cheese.
Get the zits.
Come white on. Cheddar cheese.
Hip hop cheese.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think we actually reported this a while back. Let me use air quotes when I say reported because it's a goofy story, so it's not real reporting.
We repeat it.
Is they did a study in Switzerland a couple years ago, and they claimed that cheese tastes better when it's been exposed to 90s hip-hop while it's aging.
Okay.
That's what they had come up
with. They did a study with that.
I'm better because I was exposed to 90s hip-hop growing up.
I
was aging.
I've aged better, too. You're
thank
right.
you.
Yeah. You're correct.
Actually, I feel like I've gotten worse in the past, like, 10 to 12 years.
Because there hasn't been 90s hip-hop.
I don't get 90s hip-hop anymore. Right.
Lil Nas X is making me taste. I'm aging weird.
He's not MC Hammer.
So they took some Cheez-Its. They collaborated with Pandora, and they played some sort of playlist that they're going to reveal next week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess you can try to order these sonically aged Cheez-Its that I promise you will taste no different. There's no way they taste any different.
But you have to listen. You have to eat them and listen to the playlist.
See,
it makes your taste buds like kind of dance.
I think they're messing up. They need to release the Cheez-Its first before releasing the playlist. Because if the playlist comes out first, I'm not eating the Cheez-Its if I don't like the playlist.
I need a playlist.
Zach, you and I, we are playlist connoisseurs, so it has to be a good one.
I need
one.
A playlist. Someone complained about my playlist last time I had a get together.
I couldn't imagine why.
I feel like she didn't put any focus into it.
None. Absolutely none.
Who's in charge of the playlist?
I'm like, Whitney can't go into Reba. What's happening here?
Man, I got a playlist.
I need a playlist.
I tried to start one a couple weeks ago. I got forever to go. I texted Antoine. I had been doing it for two hours.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
And I was on BR is what I made it to.
What is? Monica Brooks over under.
Mm. We set the line. She does the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of.
15 seconds.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's what works.
Penalty.
She busts a rhyme.
No rapping involved in it. No.
Okay, we set the line, and then we cover her in green slime like it's Nickelodeon. They do those kids like the football thing.
I would pay to see that, though.
Oh, yeah.
I would pay to see Monica get slimed.
Oh, yeah.
And I would pay to see what happened to the person who did it.
Yes.
That would also be part of this. So Monica Brooks is going. Oh, I forgot we had to get somebody to call in.
Yeah, I'm so stupid.
Yep. So we need someone to call in now to play this game with us. It is 540-774-9236. So call in. And Monica, that's why we were discussing the chef store, because we needed to try to beg somebody, call and give them a ride.
We have a $25 gift card to the chef store, which is in Lynchburg. They had their grand opening last week, and so it's a great store. Check it out.
Yeah, it's all sort
it's
of like
Road in Lynchburg.
It's wholesale, so it's designed for chefs and culinary professionals, but it's open to everybody.
It is.
So
I went to their website.
Yeah, you can get it on the website.
A bag of shrimp.
Okay, so 540-774-9236. We need somebody to participate with us, because we're going to come in here. I'm going to give the category. Antoine is going to set the line, and then we're going to try to figure it out.
And it's beef themed. At least part of it is.
It's beef themed.
Yes.
The one thing that Monica can't appreciate right now.
Right. She can't enjoy beef. She's had red meat stricken from the record. You know, and it's kind of a lie, too, Antoine, where they say, oh, it's red meat. But they don't want you to eat well-done gray meat either when they tell you that. So it's not like, oh, you can only give up medium rare.
Yeah, it's not like there's other choices there.
No, you got to give up the shoe leather one as well. All right, who's our friend that we have? All right, Lori. Let's say good morning to Lori. Hi, Lori.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Are you ready to play Monica's Over Under?
Yes.
Sure. She's like, whatever.
I'm here now.
She's like, cool. So what we're going to do is I'm going to present a category. Antoine is going to set the line he's Vegas. And then we're going to try to determine, me and you, Lori, if we think Monica will go over or under in the category.
Yeah, they're just trying to hurt my feelings today, Lori.
No, we're trying.
Okay. Yeah,
Zach brought the category. I have done nothing.
I'm just trying to nurture your Antoine made me do it.
Round one.
I have no idea. So Monica has been, she's had red meat stricken from her diet, at least for now, because she was told if she eats it, she'll go blind. That's really what it was. I know. It's
okay.
So
she's like, all right,
in the
then.
First round, Antoine, go ahead and set the line. The category is different meals you can have with beef in them. That's all it is. Just meals with beef in them.
Different meals that you could have with beef in them.
So, you know, steak, that would be a meal. Burger. You know, there's two right there.
I'm going to set the line at 6.5.
6.5.
6.5.
Okay. Lori, I believe that Monica has been pining for some beef recently, and she's thinking of all the things that she wished she could have instead of stupid chicken. So I think she's going to go over on this. What do you think?
Yes, over.
Nice okay, definitely. Yeah, we feel strong for you, Monica. You only have to give us 7 in 15 seconds. Different meals you can have with beef in them, and go!
Okay, so steak, bolognese, you have burgers and lasagna, spaghetti, you have beef stroganoff, shepherd's pie, and sausage links, beef links. You have a beef roll.
I did not give you spaghetti because you didn't say
spaghetti and meatballs or anything.
And you'd already said bolognese, which is really the meat sauce in the first place, which I did give you that one. And I did give you, what was that last thing?
Beef roll.
That was too late. Okay. Anyway, you needed 7 and you got 7. So,
see?
Correct.
You were Vegas right there.
You know, sometimes walking around the grocery store, people start to look like meat. I'm like,
do they
if
now?
I accidentally walk up and lick you, then just walk away.
Why are you licking meat in the first place?
At the grocery store. Why are you licking things?
Don't do that.
What are you doing?
And you telling me that I'm to just walk away after I've been assaulted? I don't think so.
Walk away after you've been licked.
What would you do if someone walked up and licked you?
I'm chopping them in the throat.
Yes. What Antoine said.
Yes. Are you?
And or calling the cops, depending on.
What if a grandma that walked up and licked your arm?
I'm sorry, Nana.
I'm chopping her gently in the throat.
I hope your headache goes away.
Pushing her to the ground.
A gentle push?
What the hell, grandma? And then just a gentle push. Okay, Lori, we have succeeded in round one. So we have two more rounds to go.
Round two.
Monica, you know, cannot have beef right now. So we will roll into what, I mean, she should just have a variety of these ready to roll, Antoine. Okay. Vegan meals.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, you should have that cookbook.
I should. Right.
I wish your birthday was coming up.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man, that'd be great.
Vegas is going to set the line on vegan meals.
Vegan meals.
At 3.5.
3.5.
Okay.
Vegan meals. Now, Lori, the question becomes, like, you know, if Monica says a carrot, I feel like that's a vegan meal.
Yeah.
Like, that counts.
Yeah.
Let's go. I think she can do it. I think she's been studying all these Pinterest boards, and she is just loving her new vegan lifestyle. What do you think?
Yes, more than, yeah. Okay. I think she's got it.
All right. We'll see what happens. Okay. All right, Monica, you just have to give us four delicious vegan meals. And go!
A carrot. lentil soup.
Uh-huh.
Roasted roots. Beets. And let's see, you got spinach. Celery baked. You're eating some vegan nugget. Chicken artificial.
Oh, yeah, those things. Uh-huh. Well, Monica, you needed four. You got like six.
Good job.
I've been working on it.
Yep,
you know?
You housed it on that one. Roasted Root. I believe that was
Roasted
a 90s
root.
Band. Roasted Root.
I thought it was like something from New Orleans, like somebody's putting a spell or a curse
root.
On you.
Roasted celery, by the way. Has anyone ever actually eaten just a plate of roasted
celery? I want you to go ahead and text in. You want some warm celery.
Yep. Who wants some hot, floppy celery, everybody? All right, Lori, you've already won, but you know what?
Round three.
Let's just
finish off the game here. You could just say put a raisin on it. We'll count that as a meal. There you go. Put a raisin on it. All right, Monica, you've had to deal with beef. You've had to deal with vegan meals, so at least reward you with cake. Cakes.
Okay.
Okay, just cakes.
All right, different kinds of cakes.
Cakes.
The line is going to be set at 7.5.
7.5 on cakes. I, Lori, actually don't think she's going to do it. I think she's going under on cakes. She'll roll a couple and then she's gonna hit a wall.
Yeah, under.
Okay,
under.
Most definitely.
Lori and I, we get along
most
swiftly.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Most definitely is what they said,
right.
Monica.
7.5 cakes and go.
Angel food cake, pound cake, strawberry vanilla cake, marble cake, a chocolate cake, the sprinkled cake. They have the pineapple upside down cake, fruit cake, and they had the orange, the mandarin cake.
The mandarin orange cake.
Mandarin.
Antoine, please Google and in quotes put the mandarin orange cake. That's what has to come up. Because I can't have a cake that just has mandarin oranges on it. Just
right?
The mandarin orange cake. What happens when you do that?
AllRecipes.com has a mandarin orange cake.
I've never heard of that word.
It looks so disgusting.
To say no, which means you only have seven, which means Lori wins.
Correct.
Okay, that's a perfect score.
Lori,
there it is.
You're winning.
Yep. I mean, Lori was winning anyway. Yeah, see, that doesn't look like cake. That looks like a mistake. Okay. That's completely different.
Cake.
A mistake cake.
Yeah.
Now, mistake cake, there you go.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Cloning.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking to millennials because millennials are very stressed out right now.
Yes,
because y'all are learning. You're getting older, which is stressful, and your kids are getting to that age where you have to like do stuff with them, and that's stressful.
Uh-huh.
And then work is stressful, and there's all these chores and everything is going on. Yes, so 90% of millennial moms want to clone themselves so they can get more things done.
Okay, I
want to
clone myself, but I just want to.
Oh God, for the sake of humanity, Monica.
I just want to talk to myself. I just want to, you know. Really talk to myself.
No, you want yourself to respond to yourself because you've already talked to yourself.
I do it occasionally.
You want a response from Monica.
Here's the question that I ask. You know, these are the kinds of legal questions that we're going to have to deal with in the new era of technology as things continue to change. Antoine, is it considered murder if you drive your own clone to kill themselves?
Yes.
You think so?
It's still murder.
Because they just killed themselves. That's all it was.
Oh, me and my clone would hang out. you know.
Monica's clone leaves a note. Can't talk anymore.
If you guys would get so tired of each other.
Oh my God. Think so?
Yes.
Who would get tired of who would be the question?
And then how do I shut down my clone? Can I shut down my clone?
Can't shut down you. See? It's the same thing.
If my clone says, I don't want to hang out with you, you don't. Click up and just like actually, you know, like, I don't know, click something in their back.
Control, delete? What
yeah,
is this?
Yeah.
I think a clone is a terrible idea. You know, they sit here. We all say it in theory. Oh, it'd be great to have a clone so, you know, they could go to work for me or do whatever. I have no doubt that my clone would end up leading a better version of my life than me. Like, he'd just be doing
it. You would be
a
clone hater.
I would be a clone hater.
You would end up working for your clone.
Ah, that's funny.
Right. And I would be, I'd sit here and go be like, I do the exact same things. I say the exact same things. I look the same way. Mm-hmm. Why do people like him more than me? Why is he more successful? Oh, my God. I'm going to have to work for my own clone. This is horrible.
And Assistant Zach.
You know what else is going to happen? This is going to be my lot in life when we have clones is I'm going to have to do this show with Monica and her clone. Oh. Antoine will be gone.
Oh, yeah. I'm out of here.
Yep.
I'm gone.
Me and the Mona clones. Ah. Oh, God. It's the worst show ever.
Number two.
You know, it's just when you receive such shocking news like this, because, I mean, this really, we've lost all hope for true love because there is no way, none of us are going to be able to make it if the first couple that got married over Zoom, even though they had never met in person, has already gotten divorced. I mean,
well,
it's a sad
they
love
had
story.
Never met.
God, no, still. Mm. They got married over Zoom. I think we had audio of them talking about it and everything. So now we do have audio of them talking about how it's over.
I'm Aisha, and I got married to my husband, who lives in America, over Zoom, even though we haven't met in person yet.
Did you know his name?
We started talking because I approached him and then messaged him. He messaged me back and then kind of just went from there.
Darren.
Okay.
3 months.
She's like my husband that lives. Where does he live again?
Yeah, where is this guy again?
She has his IP address.
Yeah. Yep, that's it. That's all she's got.
She sends mail to.
Darren, you're on mute. You need to unmute. You'll be shocked to find out that Darren has hooked up with his ex, and they are back together because she is a real person he can touch. So, just wow. Shocking news here. But you know what? She probably, if they're legally married, there's a divorce settlement that has to happen.
Yeah, they have to
here.
Go through this.
Yeah,
you
gotta
pay for her Wi-Fi.
Yep.
Number one.
Let's bang on boomers for a minute. Mm-hmm. You know, since we were laughing about millennials and their clones, I have a list of random things baby boomers are completely obsessed with. And I thought of this list yesterday because I was driving down the street and I don't understand why old people need to hold their elbows out when they have their phones up to their ears. Why are you doing that?
It's a workout.
Why is it all? It's all the way out. And they look so confused while they're on that phone. Like they're being read some sort of medical instructions. And
they're
that's
proud
it.
Of deodorant. They're proud of their deodorant. Yeah. They're trying to make sure everybody gets a smell.
They
of
work hard. They need right guard. That's exactly what it is. And it's and all. Huh? Huh? Yeah. Is the face. They got that same huh face. Why?
Well,
why with that?
Well, I think that's all. You know what? Because that's going to be us one day.
So I'm not. If my elbow goes up, cut it off.
It's
cut
not going to be. I'd rather just not talk. I don't even want to be on the phone anyway. Why is my elbow going to be up?
I think what Monica means, though, is like eventually this list is going to be about us. It's just going to be whatever the us things are. And we'll put that in there. This list says that boomers are obsessed with the thumbs up emoji.
Yes. Yeah, I was thinking about Facebook posts. And usually, you know, you have
take that passive aggressively. I don't know why. When somebody like likes something and they just do the thumbs up and it's not like a heart or a laughing emoji, they just like it. I just feel like it's passive aggressive.
Okay, I'm glad you said that because I recently was wondering that with some comments. I just said, you know, like I appreciate it, but I didn't want to give it a heart to be like, oh my God, she really is all about it. You know, like I didn't want to.
But that's just
like,
me. It might just be me.
Because I like to heart things, but then I'm like, am I too like heartened too much?
I've thought about some times, Antoine, since you've brought this up.
Should I worry about
when
that?
My boss will text me something that I'm annoyed by.
Yes.
And my only real response is I give him that thumbs up because really I'm sort of telling him where that thumb could go.
See? Pass it yourself.
You are in fact correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. But in text message, I feel like the thumbs up is all right,
passive
right?
aggressive.
It's passive aggressive. He's right. It's like a sarcastic LOL.
It really
it's
is.
The same. Filming video with their iPads. That's another one that's on
where
this
was
list.
That? Oh, at the wrestling thing. At the wrestling thing this past weekend. Like, we all have our phones up, and I'm sitting beside, like, some of the Salem Red Sox people. And we look, and we're like, does that granddad have an iPad? Like, he had his iPad there filming the entire thing.
Who brings their iPad to wrestling?
He brought his iPad to record the show. I hope you're not listening. Whoever you are. I hope you are listening so you stop.
You know what? I hope they're not listening because that means we have aged out.
K-92. Birthday scam.
It's
it's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang birthday
scam. Today's scam is on Nathan. Nathan, like everyone, was real mad about his last property tax assessment.
Yeah.
So he complained, and his wife said he even wrote a letter. Like, I'm going to write my congressman. Well, I have great news. He qualified for a discount, but he ain't going to like it. It's a birthday scam prison party at your house on the K92 Morning Thang.
Hello?
Yes, Nathan, please.
This is Nathan.
Hello, Nathan. This is Johnson. I'm the Community Restitution Director for Corrections. Following up on our letter.
Following up on what?
The letter. You should have received a letter from us about 10 days ago.
From what?
Community Restitution Director of Corrections, yes.
No, I don't think so. What's this about?
It's in regards to the community service work that will be done at your house. You really didn't get a letter from us about this.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Now, you did send a letter to the city regarding your unhappiness with your real estate tax assessment, correct?
Yes. Yes, I did. Yeah. Okay.
Right. So you, in fact, qualified for this program that will allow for a reduction of those taxes.
Okay, cool. So I'm just going to get a refund on the taxes?
Not exactly. The letter spelled all of this out.
Okay. Well, I didn't get a letter. So can you just give me a heads up what's going on?
Sure. Your property will now be used as part of our community service program. So our first set of offenders will be at your house tomorrow.
First set of what?
Offenders, like it said in the letter.
What do you mean by offenders?
You know, community service criminals.
Criminals? Yeah. You're sending criminals to my house.
Well, actually, my bad. You're right. We can't call them criminals anymore because that is crime shaming. So, law not likers or whatever. Anyway, they'll be at your house tomorrow. So if you have any chores you'd like them to do, then just let me know.
What? You're going to have people, criminals, doing community service out in front of my house?
Oh, no. They'll be in your house.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I don't want this, no.
No, it's too bad. You're in the program. It's all spelled out in the letter.
I already told you I didn't get a letter.
Well, I mean, that's no excuse.
It's no excuse. I have no information on this. I'm sorry. I do not want a bunch of felons near my house.
Now, to be fair, they're not all felons. A lot of them are just misdemeanors. Now, there are a couple of really bad dudes in there, but our guard will be there to keep an eye on everyone.
Oh, hell no. No. I decline. No.
You cannot decline. I'm sorry. The property tax rezone has already taken place. I highly suggest you get some chores together for them to do because you do not want a bunch of criminals standing around in your house with nothing to do.
No. I need to talk to somebody in charge. Can I get your manager, please?
We do have a guy that's doing time for money laundering. He can do your taxes. Like, he's amazing with numbers.
Hell no, no, no. Give me your supervisor right now.
Okay, sure, no problem. Please hold.
Music. All right.
Okay, hi. How can I help you?
No. I want somebody else. This is the same guy. I want somebody else to talk to.
Well, I'm in charge. Hi.
Okay. This is ridiculous. I've never heard of anything like this. What the hell is going on here?
It's actually a birthday scam is going on. Hi, I'm my own supervisor. It's Zach from K92. You're on the radio right now. It's a birthday scam. Hi.
Jesus.
Hey. No, I'm not Jesus. I'm just Zach. I'm just Zach now. No longer. Would you like me to transfer you to Jesus?
Oh, my God. Right now, I could probably take that, yeah.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang. Birthday scam.
She's mischievous. Mischievous. Mm-hmm. Dastardly.
She's Monica.
She's Monica. And there's Monica.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Monica Brooks likes to come in here and confess. Like, Antoine and I feel like we confess, shame.
Yes.
Things we've done we feel
I'm
guilty about.
I feel wrong
right.
for this.
Right.
Last time I confessed, it was about the tooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something that you did.
Yeah. I had to do what I had to do.
Let's see.
But you weren't shameful of it. That's the difference. Like when Zach and I walk into the confessional booth, we walk in hat in hand, as they may say.
Okay.
Asking for forgiveness. Asking for penance.
I never ask for forgiveness.
No, because you always finish yours, and it's just got sort of a laugh to it at the end, and you're just laughing at us.
Y'all make me laugh. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Well, what'd you do this time?
This right here doesn't hurt anyone, what I'm doing. This is not going to bother anyone. If I like...
How about anyone decides?
Yeah.
Okay, because, you know, we talked about how I'm staying away from red meat because I have to. So, for whatever reason, my phone and my socials is bringing up all the meats all day, every day. More meats.
Right, because, you know, your phone, it knows listens. You. It listens.
It listens.
I believe it reads your mind.
TikTok
and
videos.
Next
Facebook.
Thing you know, it's just all sorts of meats.
All the meats.
All the meats.
And so my friends and people that, you know, I'm just, you know, friends with or I follow on social media, they pop up any and every time they post a meal. Just understand that I'm staring at your meal just a little too long sometimes. Mm. I am.
So you're violating our meals.
Yeah, awkwardly gazing at our meals.
And I will. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, they just made a steak with what kind of... Okay. And I'll just stare at the meal for a little bit longer.
You're very seductively looking at my meat. And I did not authorize this, Antoine.
I feel like...
My confession doesn't really... It doesn't
hurt. It affects me because I post a lot of food.
I'm okay, like, with a glance. Like, you can glance over, like, okay, that's what you got, and look away. But the long gaze, I'm not okay with a gaze. That makes me uncomfortable.
Like what the long, is wrong with the gaze?
Like a long stare at the meat, like it's just too much.
Mm-hmm.
How long is too long, though?
Anything longer than a glance.
Yep.
A glance is how
like
what,
you just speak
seconds?
Over. No, like half a second, but bam, I'm looking away.
Think about if a man is looking at you inappropriately because you have some sort of revealing outfit on. I believe anything longer than a bam, that is too long. And really, in most cases, women go, what are you looking at?
Exactly.
But you post, with the pictures, though, with the food pics, it's a little different, right?
With the pictures, I will give you a little more leeway a picture because the picture's
posted.
What
about zoom in just to see, like, you know.
Now you're just getting a little too invested into the meat.
I'd like to point out that I have searched our system and I have typed in confess and Monica to look back at old Monica confessions. And they always involve somebody else being the victim. Monica takes pictures of everybody without their consent.
Yes.
Monica ate all the steak.
Yes.
Monica won't throw out any of her water bottles. Monica the brownie thief.
Yep.
Monica wearing Ava's clothes. Monica throwing out the turd toy. Monica sneaking veggies into.
Yep.
Monica ate the ice cream. It's everything. Monica didn't pay it forward at Starbucks. All of yours.
And I feel shame for all of those things. All of them. Including today.
We can hear it in your voice.
It's Monica throws away the meat. The meat went to waste.
See, you're making me laugh.
Monica hides
and
shirt. Monica hides popcorn. There's so many of them.
It's a shame.
You are a terrible person.
Terrible.
You are.
Awful person. Human being, I'm awful.
Look at you patronizing.
Y'all make me laugh.
She don't care.
I do feel
ashamed.
I do. But understand you post some good pictures. How about that?
Thank you, I suppose. See? You know what? I'll take
That's
your seductive
compliment.
Glaze.
Yeah.
Your glaze. Yikes. Okay. Well, I guess I'll take that too. Well, let's go glaze some hams together. Here we go. In the meantime, we are all addicted to things.
Yes, we are.
And I believe everybody has some sort of current addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is not to minimize serious addiction and the struggles that people go through with all of that. And we of course, respect all of it. But then at the same time, Antoine can't stop looking at his step counter now that he's got one of these little watches.
Well, it's not even a watch. I just figured out how to do it on my phone.
Oh, God, it's even worse.
Yeah, it's even worse because, like, now, like, when I walk away from my phone, I have to turn around and be like, no, I gotta get my phone and put it in my pocket so it counts my steps.
Oh, God.
I don't know why, like, because with my allergies and stuff, I haven't been running as much as I was before all that kicked in. And so I just feel like I'm being lazy. So I'm like, how can I measure this? And I found the health step counter on my phone. And now I'm just like hooked. Like I'm walking from my microphone to the bathroom. And I'm like, all right, that's like 87
See,
steps.
I think that's okay.
I caught him marching in place the other day. Though.
Sometimes I'm about to go buy a jump rope so I can jump rope to get those steps.
Should.
I'm so legit right now.
And you should get the sweat coin app. At least you can get, like, win little prizes and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you win like some AirPods or something?
Yeah,
some earbuds or something off
really?
Of that?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You can buy things with your sweat coins.
Interesting.
So
you
I
must
like
sweat.
To, yeah.
So I'm going to tie it to the dog and then just send that dog running around. Let's go work
all the stuff.
And I get my sweat coin receipt and everything, too.
I had to give up because I get obsessed with numbers and things like that, too. Monica and I use Sleep IQ technology for sleep number beds, and
that gives you a score in the morning. I had to turn the scores off because it was stressing me out. Like I needed to beat my score from the night before. Or I would wake up in the middle of the night and I would think, all right, I can't move because if I move, I'll get an 88 and then it will be lower.
No.
Yeah, it was messing with me.
Sleep pressure right there.
So Antoine's obsessed and addicted to his step count. Meanwhile, Monica's just addicted to stomping all over the place, apparently.
What's going on with that? I'm the loudest walker in every grocery store. You can hear me coming. Like if I have my boots on, you can just.
Why is that, Godzilla?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm just go ahead and just take it on as I'm the stomper.
Yeah, it's not even so much a stomp with you. It is more of a clomp. It's different. Yes, it just has that sort of.
I don't walk in heels that often. So I like
I think what it is boot. Is when you're in heels, and especially like a boot with heels, since you aren't used to doing that all the time, you walk very deliberately.
Yes.
To make sure that you don't twist your ankle.
On the flip side, when you wear flip-flops, it's like you have eight legs. Because every time you step, it's like...
And I noticed that too.
I'm like, what is happening?
Y'all noticed that yesterday.
Get off the median. Get on the highway.
Monica's mean. Mean over there. Savage. My goodness. Because she's all clomping around, walking all heavy and everything. And Sarah in Christiansburg texts in and says, in college, the loud walkers were the spoiled kids. To which Monica said, because they could afford shoes.
I didn't say they could afford shoes. Shoes?
You just said had.
Yes.
You said they had food. Shoes.
That's right.
I believe, you know what it was? They were so spoiled. They had your shoes and the poor kid's shoes. Oh, so they had two pairs of shoes on at all times, and that's why it was so loud. Emily is 10 today, so
happy birthday, Emily.
Happy birthday to Emily. They listen every morning as they get ready for school and work, and I didn't see the text until she's probably already at school. So
that's okay.
That's all right.
Happy birthday, Emily! Like, if I yell it loud enough, will it make it through
the
school?
It'll go through the intercom system.
All right, fair enough. Fantastic. Happy Hour Triple Plays on the way.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Hopefully she can afford shoes for her 10th birthday.
Well, speaking of like buying things, MasterCard is hooking you up with some new technology.
Okay.
That I don't know how I feel about this yet.
It's a tough one.
Because they are launching a new technology that allows you to pay with either your face or your hand in stores. Like you don't need a physical card, and no, you will not be getting the chip installed in your hand or your wrist or your face. What they're doing is when you sign up with the MasterCard now, they are giving you the option to scan in their app a picture of your face as well as your fingerprint. And so, therefore, that will be your credit card moving forward.
I'm for it.
You are?
I want someone to walk up and decline. Your face has been declined.
I got to grow my beard back. I knew I should have shaved my beard.
The other thing to do that would be hilarious is if you were standing with somebody, it was just inappropriate. And you're just like, you know what? You're going to take care of this and just push their face
right in front of it.
Hey, this one's on him. Yes. Donk. Throw him right in there.
And they say it's super safe, or they're making sure it's safe because none of that's going to be saved on their server. It's going to be changed to a token.
Yes, of course.
So actually,
yes.
It'd just be a token. But Amazon is also working on the same technology.
So where does that come into, if you say, give somebody your card and say, hey, pick up breakfast or whatever it is.
You have the option to also order a card if you want to. But if you don't, if you want to go cardless, then you just have to use your face, and a picture of your face won't work.
So what if
your face has to be scanned?
Okay. So I can't print off someone's face?
No, you 3D cannot.
Printer?
You cannot walk around like it's Halloween.
A 3D printer.
I mean, they can print everything. Can I print off
a mask? You're going to get a,
print Zach's eyeballs.
Texas Chainsaw mask.
Yeah, and the other thing that's going to happen I don't appreciate at all is Monica's going to be trying to buy stuff all the time, and then she's going to try to trick us, Antoine. We're going to be minding our own business. She'll be like, hey, look over here for a second. And we look. Oh, damn it, I just
thank you.
Amazon card.
Thank you for my treat. Appreciate it.
Hugh Davies. Hugh Davies passed away, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So they decided to have a park bench dedicated to Hugh.
Okay.
And because Hugh used to sit there at that same bench and yell at seagulls, and he would tell them to bleep off all the time. So everyone knew Hugh, and they decided to just dedicate that park bench to him.
Okay.
And yes. So it makes you think, what would you have like as your... I guess your little...
Your memorial.
Your memorial.
I guess, because, Hugh is sitting
bench.
There just...
You're so young, mother.
Just yelling at birds.
Oh, man.
Hmm.
What would I have?
I want to be that old man statue at the mall.
Sure.
Let me be him. Sit next to me.
I think my statue would have been a statue of me in the middle of the drill field. at Virginia Tech when I was there for undergrad, right in the middle, because that's what I contemplated. Do I really want to do this? Like, I would stop in the middle, and I just look towards the class, and I look towards my dormitory, and I'm like, do I really need to go with my arms out?
Okay. So, and then underneath, you know, where they inscribe the names and everything, you come visit pretentious man. That's standing there, thinking he's so important.
Do I
yes.
need to be here?
What should I do with my regal self?
K92, Miss Monica's hot list. Number 3.
Okay, I think I like Tom Brady. I'm a fan.
You think you like him now?
I think I do.
All right, what was it?
Everything I hear about Tom Brady here recently just seems like a cool dude.
He
right?
seems nice just person. Like he's finally just fun.
Yeah.
There was a
yeah.
long time with Tom Brady where he just didn't have a lot of personality, but
well,
to
focused.
Be fair, even as a New England Patriots fan, it had mostly to do with the fact that the New England Patriots were no fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was that. And now he's in Florida.
He's relaxed.
He's a Florida man. He's chilling now.
Yeah, well, he's set to be roasted in an upcoming Netflix comedy special. So it's going to be called The Greatest Roast of All Time.
Yeah, so and he's going to have his own episode. Yeah,
he's going to have his own episode. And
I believe this is his show too, isn't it, where he's like a producer. I think this is a show that he's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to have himself on there. And
but
the greatest
cool.
roast of all time, because he's the goat, and
yep.
this is the groat
yes,
for the greatest
the
roast of all time. So, yeah, I do think
that'll
be
fun. I like him. I was like, all right, Tom Brady.
There you go, Tom Brady.
Number 2.
Tom Cruise, though. I don't want to say too much.
You know,
they start coming
right, what
after
are you saying
you
about
start,
Tom?
Tom Cruise, he's going to be, you know, turning however old he's going to be. And
he is. What is he, like 60? He's almost 60.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he takes some kind of serum. I don't know. But anyway.
Serum?
Yeah, so Tom Cruise, he's going to celebrate his birthday with a meeting. An 8-hour meeting.
Okay.
Because he says, I want to be making a movie. That's the best birthday present. So he's calling everyone to a meeting.
Work.
Okay.
Work.
Yeah, he is going to be on July 3rd, 60.
60?
60.
Wow. Okay.
How wow. about that?
All right, then.
Yeah.
He doesn't. Wow.
Well, it's because he doesn't do anything fun. He goes to meetings on his birthday. I think I saw in that story, too, is he doesn't eat cake. So there's really
yeah,
nothing
no
to
cake.
Do for his birthday either. Yes. And
he doesn't eat food anymore. He just.
He probably doesn't. He just has the serum
yes.
that you speak of.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, what do you got over there? Serum.
<That's>
can you imagine him freaking out in the world? Somebody ate my serum. My serum was in the
trouble.
Work fridge. Oh, you get in big trouble if you eat Tom Cruise's serum.
It's a no-no.
He doesn't even have to put his name on it because you know damn well it's his serum and nobody else's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Number 1.
Chris Rock as the Oscars host for 2023. What are you feeling about that? Because they're talking about it already. Like,
well, of course they are. They want him.
They
to
want
host.
Him. Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, people would tune in. I would tune in for that.
Yeah.
If I was him, I wouldn't do it.
I would do it, but I would charge so much. It's 3 times whatever I would normally charge somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
they would pay it because those ratings will be worth it.
Okay. Let me ask you this. If he does it, I mean, he's got to say something about it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So
does he go hard on Will? Because Will won't be there.
I think by that point, him and Will have fixed whatever is going on.
You
like, they would have had a conversation in a year from now, like 8 months from now. I think they would have.
What if Jada still shows up? She's allowed to attend the Oscars, right? She didn't smack him.
I mean, you got to get invited. Who's going to say she don't? Like, why would she get invited?
You know, it'd
she
be great
any movies.
If his joke is as he comes out and she's there, is he's arranged for people in security to walk over to Jada and put a little baby gate around her.
Oh, no.
I think he does it, though.
Oh, no.
I think he does it, and I support him doing it.
He doesn't say anything. He's like, just want to keep this a safe space. All right, here we go.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Also, here in Dirty Little Secrets, Brooke is evil.
Uh-oh.
Why would you say that about Brooke?
Because Brooke is doing evil things.
No,
that's why. Yes, I believe she is. Devious, dastardly, Monica-ish, as we sometimes call it around here. We have some text to 52353. It's Dirty Little Secrets. The way my office is set up, people can see into where I sit, but they can't see the lower part of my desk. So I set up an iPad under my computer screen and watch Netflix all day, and it totally looks like I'm working hard.
It's smart. Mm. Like you're looking down to type or something.
Yeah. Now I'm going to start doing that here. You won't notice a difference at all as I run 347 controls and watch Big Mouth all at the same time. Here's someone. I work from home without pants, baby.
Okay. Well, you're at home.
You're at
as long
home.
As I have a Zoom meeting and your camera falls down.
Yeah, just don't Zoom.
Yeah.
While you're on Zoom, get it? Like the camera because you don't want it to zoom in, because like Zoom is the name of the the interface, and then I was like, don't zoom in, like, you know, focus better because they don't have pants on.
Monica, were you ever just like, you know, in your underwear broadcasting in the she shed at any time?
Sports bra, shorts.
Okay.
So yeah.
That's your home attire.
Yeah, you actually told us that too. Because we were like, hey, you want to turn your camera on for a meeting? I can't.
That popped in my memories today. Like,
if I had to broadcast from my he shed, I would totally be nude one day. But I would tell you guys too, just to make you uncomfortable. Yes.
I would be off my game if I was nude. I can only imagine how off I would be if you were nude.
Well, and what's great about that situation, Antoine, is I could have clothes on and just tell you I'm nude. And then just mess with you the whole time, much like Brooke is messing with her husband because Brooke is evil. Hi, evil Brooke.
Good morning.
I was almost expecting her to go, hello. I think Brooke is evil. You tell Monica and Antoine what you're doing.
Well, my dirty little secret is that I sometimes put sticky things under the arm of my boyfriend's favorite outdoor chair.
Okay.
So he's got like a chair that he likes to sit in, and you're putting sticky stuff, like sap?
Listen, the thing is crappy. It's so dirty, and it's just like an eyesore. But he drags it out in the spring. And, well, I love a good sandwich, you know. And if I have a bit of mayo or maybe some jelly on my finger after a good PB&J, I just smear the jelly under the arm of the chair.
So, but hey, this is his ratty old chair. You don't have to sit in it.
It's an eyesore, so he's just
now,
sitting
is this with the ultimate goal of him getting rid of the chair? Or are you just rebelling against the chair? Like, what's the long term? What's your plan for this?
I hate you, chair.
I just want him to throw it away.
Okay, so you're making it, you're trying to make it less and less comfortable for him.
Yeah, and last time he came inside complaining about like slugs or something hanging out on his chair.
From all your food leavings.
Like, at first I was with you, like, Zach. But the more I think about it, like, sometimes we have to help other people out when they're making bad decisions. And so, like, if this chair is a piece of crap, like, it just has to go. Because, you know, like, people like to hang on to things.
But what's it hurting anybody else if he just wants to sit in this lousy chair? Yeah.
Sometimes people deserve better. Like, if you came in, like, and you had a stain on your shirt, it wouldn't hurt me. But you deserve better than to have that stain on your shirt, so I'm going to let you know.
It would hurt me, too. What you have to get at more, though, is that there's a big stain on my shirt, but I just keep wearing the same shirt over and over
again. Oh, that's what I'm saying,
yeah.
Not a stain that just happened, a stain that you just fell in love with.
Shirt, though.
You've named it.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying you don't like this shirt?
No, I like that shirt. There's no stain on that one.
Well, I look fat in this shirt. Is there something about this shirt that I need to know about? Jeez. Now, we have special guests. Woo! You guys are special.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
You're like, well, you're not movie stars, but you're creators of movie stars. Is that what it is?
Ooh, I'll take that.
Yeah, that pretty sums it up.
You have to get close to that microphone so you can get good and loud. So this is Colin Thompson and Will Long. And the cool thing about this is, so it's Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yes, it is.
And Colin, I'm sizing him up based on his face and his facial hair.
Uh-oh.
Colin is 9 years old. Is that correct?
No.
That's cool.
How old are you, Colin?
I'm actually 17.
17, okay.
Yeah, so this is a film that Colin has created. It's a short film. It's going to be premiering at the Grandin Theater tomorrow night at 6:30. And Will, you're kind of like his mentor and business partner and everything.
Do not size me up, please.
Okay. So you were saying, it's a movie based on a poem? Is that the deal, Will? Is that what happened?
Yeah, Colin had wrote this poem, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something that was near and dear to him. In fact, go ahead, Colin. You tell the story.
Yeah, it was growing up, I kind of struggled with depression through when I first came into high school and everything. And so I never really felt comfortable reaching out. So I wanted to let people know that there's places to reach out to and everything.
So he wrote this poem and he sat on it for like a couple of years because it was personal.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kind of pitched it to me and said, hey, you know, I really think we can do something with this. Can we screenplay this? So, you know, it's been in the works for 5 years. And when we got together, I guess about a year ago and said, look, we wrote this a year ago. Let's do something with it. And we looked at the calendar and said, oh, my gosh, you know, Mental Health Awareness is coming up in May. And this would have been December. So we had to really get cracking to get this film produced and everything, but we did, and we're really proud of the
show. One take on an iPhone.
Yeah, that's
pretty much what it is.
Now, as somebody who spends a lot of time like in the schools and with a lot of people your age, Colin, how important do you feel that mental health awareness is right now? Like, how important do you think it is?
It is very huge. I have plenty of friends that struggle with depression and everything, so I know how big it is for kids to know where to reach out to and everything.
Do you feel like there was something, as you said, with your own struggles that helped you or kind of, you know, helped you move past or at least cope with and deal and feel better about your feelings?
That was actually filmmaking. It was a way for me to put my voice out there.
Cool. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Especially after the pandemic, I feel like a lot of people started to sit there and just, you know, evaluate, check their own mental health.
Well, I can tell
therapy,
as someone who is in therapy, and all the therapists have been crazy busy since COVID
because of that.
And it's a good thing and it's a bad thing. The bad thing is it's hard to find a therapist right now because they're all booked. But the good thing is we all kind of realized that we needed
take care of yourself. Like, yeah. What was it? Bieber with BetterHelp. You know, he had the app where he offered a free month. I'm like, I'm going to invest in my mental health.
I'm taking a free month. She also downloaded a free Popeye's chicken sandwich because it was on there too. It's like, free everything. We're going to keep talking here.
Bullpucky, Angry Zach's Factor Bullcrap. And now, here's your host, King Zach.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Angry Zach's Factor Bullcrap. I'm your host, King Zach. Factor Bullcrap is a grudge match of random tidbits and random guests. So we're going to go ahead and play the game here now. It is three rounds. You get it right, you get a point. You get it wrong, you lose a point. You're also allowed one screw where you can force your opponent to answer your question instead. Here we go.
Round one.
In the game. So, Will and Colin, what you guys are going to do is you are going to be a team, and then you will take on either Antoine or Monica. Who do you want to go up against? What do you guys think?
Let's do Antoine. he looks a little weak this morning.
All right, I am. I'm not up with my trivia right now.
All right, let me put that there. I'm like, Antoine, why are you so loud? It's because I had you turn all the way up, and I needed Colin all the way up. So there we go. All right, so the way this works is we'll give you a random factoid, and you just have to tell me if it's fact or bullcrap. And if you get it right, you get a point. You get it wrong, you lose a point. And if you want to pass it on to Antoine, you just say you're going to screw him.
All right.
Go ahead and do that. Here we go.
Round one.
So. Fact or bullcrap? This is for our guests, Colin and Will. The all-time high temperature in Antarctica is 77 degrees. Is that a fact or is that bullcrap?
I'd say that's bullcrap.
You feel bullcrappy on that one?
Very confident.
He looks very bullcrappy. Yeah.
He says bullcrap. You guys?
Correct.
Are correct. There you go. That is a point. It's 65 degrees.
Okay, so close.
Is the high. Yeah, and it happened in 2020. The high before that was 63 in 2015.
Of course it happened in 2020.
Well, everything.
I know. Absolutely it did.
With global warming, you know, of course.
I feel like that was the one that we're like, and Antarctica's melting. Yeah. Like, there's nothing we can do here. All right, so you guys got a point. Antoine, here's yours round one. Fact or bullcrap, Antoine. Adult cats only meow at humans, not other cats. Fact, bullcrap, or screw?
Adult cats only meow at humans. I'm going to have to say bullcrap. I feel like I've seen adult cats meow at each other.
That means you're.
But then again, I don't know their age.
They don't necessarily meow as much as they do this. I'm going to kill you.
That's what that sound is. Okay.
But they never just kind of meow.
At humans or at other cats? Where are they doing that?
Adult cats only meow at humans.
Okay.
They don't meow to other cats.
Okay. That is good to know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is really good.
We
might do a movie around that.
Yeah. It's a very short film. So we have Colin Thompson here and Will Long. And as part of Mental Health Awareness Month, this movie, 5 Seconds, it's a short film. It's going to premiere tomorrow night at the Grandin Theater in Roanoke. And you guys are doing a cast Q&A afterward.
Absolutely.
And there's going to be some mental health counselors, I think, on hand.
Yeah. Our big sponsor is Mainstream Mental Health, so shout out to them. They were a huge sponsor in helping us getting this produced.
Yeah, which is cool. So Colin started Retro Entertainment. You can check them out at retroentertainment.org. And did I hear you'll be trying to compete in some film festivals, try to enter this thing?
Yeah, I will be. There's a film festival coming up. It's a mental health awareness film festival.
All right, if you can't get into that one, I mean.
Oh, I know, of course.
That's very cool. Yeah. So, certainly keep us posted on all of that. And again, you can check it out. It's retroentertainment.org. Let's continue.
Round two.
Okay, here we go. For our guests, fact or bullcrap, Star Wars is the highest grossing media franchise of all time. Fact, bullcrap, or screw?
I'm going to have to say fact.
You think fact?
Would you agree?
Yeah, I'd go with the same, yeah.
Is that what your gut says, though, or is it because Will's telling you?
he is an all-time Star Wars fan, so that's all him.
Okay, you know? Well, he's wrong. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh! If you tell me it was Harry Potter, I swear I'll throw this microphone
at you. It is not. Star Wars is fourth. Oh. Third place is Mickey Mouse and Friends.
Okay.
Second place is Hello Kitty.
Where's Marvel? Kitty. No, Pokemon. Pokemon's number one.
Oh. Yeah. Pokemon. I'm walking out of this thing.
So Pokemon movies have only made $1.5 billion, but the retail sales have topped $100 billion. Yeah. So,
good Lord.
That is, I feel like I've bought at least that much of Star Wars stuff in my lifetime, honestly.
Get your receipts, and we'll see if we get you a point. So that's minus one for you. Antoine, here's your chance to tie up. Fact or bullcrap. Parents say 5 hours is the limit of a road trip before they start to get overwhelmed with the kids in the car. Fact, bullcrap, or screw?
5 hours?
5 hours. He's going to say, I don't think it's 5 minutes.
I was. My mother starts to yell at like 2.5.
Yeah, but I feel like she yells to have you get in the car to even start the road
trip. All right, 5 hours. I'm going to say fact. I'm going to say it's five
fact
hours.
Is? Correct.
It is.
Wow. I think it's for the road trip in general.
Those are some patient parents.
Yeah, I'll figure two.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's phones and iPads that.
Well, that's true.
Definitely helps. Yeah.
God, I said to my kids all the time, like y'all would die if you had to ride in a car for 5 hours the way I used to have to with a balloon.
I can't tell you.
I'm sitting there counting street signs the entire way.
I can't tell you how many times I've said I'm going to turn this car around, but I never did.
Well,
I never did.
Then you realize that, like, well, I don't want to go back there either.
Yeah, that's right.
This is horrible. Get out of here. All right, round three. Final round. So Colin and Will. Oh, I thought it was cool. Colin, tell everybody what it felt like when you got to see your movie be put up on the marquee at the Grandin Theater.
That was probably one of the best feelings I've ever had. From the start of writing this film to seeing it all the way through to where it is now, it was a sign of relief and such a beautiful sight to see.
So I tell you what, if you saw a fresh-faced young boy running around Grandin Village going, that's me!
that
was him. That was Colin.
That's my movie right there. Yeah. Again, it's tomorrow night at the Grandin. All right, final round. We're all tied up. 0-0. Here's your question. Fact or bullcrap. In a new survey of international travelers, 30% say they have dated someone they met on a plane. Fact, bullcrap, or screw?
Short question. It's fact.
He says fact.
Correct. Oh, my gosh.
Well, learning is never as confident to answer the questions here. He's just rolling. He's perfect.
I'll tell you what, Jits are really good at this game.
Yes.
I'm impressed, man.
All right, so you're in the lead 1-0. Antoine, you get it right, and we go to tiebreaker. You get it wrong, you lose. Here we go.
All right.
An astronaut who is 6 feet tall grows about 2 inches while in space. Fact, bullcrap, or screw?
All right, I'm going to screw Will and Colin.
Oh,
so you guys will have to answer this question.
Coming back at you, have to answer it. Astronaut who is 6 feet tall grows about 2 inches while in space. Fact or bullcrap? What do you think?
That's bullcrap.
He says bullcrap emphatically, and he is.
Oh, man. Are you trying to say I need to go to space?
here's the bad news for you, Monica, is so you grow about 3% taller in space. So for you, that's about a centimeter.
Yeah. That's a hiccup right there.
Oh, there it was.
Okay, so we move to the tiebreaker. And since you guys got the first point in the game, it is your decision. You can take this question and answer it. Get it right, you win. Get it wrong, you lose. Or give it to Antoine.
Sure. It's your call, Colin.
Let's give it to Antoine.
He did screw you.
He's screwing me back right now.
All right, screwing you back. Antoine, fact or bullcrap, America had the chance to buy Greenland for $500 but turned it down. Fact or bullcrap?
I'm going fact.
You say fact.
Fact.
Emphatically, you are wrong.
Oh! It was $500.01.
Oh. I rounded down.
But our guest won. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations. What a great game.
They won. So America actually did try to buy Greenland back in 1946. They offered Denmark $100
million. Oh, wow.
Denmark was like, nah, we're keeping that giant ice cube thing.
Yeah, we want it.
It's ours. It's all green and stuff. And they've done nothing with the place.
Yeah, yeah.
Just saying.
It looks exactly the same.
Counter offer.
So again, 5 seconds. Film premiere and cast Q&A, Grandin Theater. It is tomorrow, 6:30. There'll be counselors, mental health professionals on hand, as well as a short film that deals with mental health in teens and the importance of meaningful relationships for those struggling. And Colin, it's a very personal story for you. And we're happy to be able to help you promote it. So go watch this kid's movie.
And there's free tickets. So go to that website, enter the promo code RETRO, And the tickets are free. We're trying to fill the theater for this call.
So retroentertainment.org if you want to check it out. Thank you, guys, and definitely keep us posted. Yeah, and when he's the next Tarantino, we'll be like, see, he won Factor Book.
There it is. Thank you, guys.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.